I seen myself firsthand, Manila Bay, with all the sunken ships. I counted 27 ships from our floating troop ship, and all around was little Jap subs and other stuff. Some of them were sticking straight up in the sand, and the destruction of Manila was horrific to see, just a pile of trash. I'm Elias Venus. I was born in 1928. I was born in Akyak. I was 18 years old when I left here. I'd never been any place. The biggest town I ever was in was Bethel. When I joined the Merchant Seaman, I tried to sign up for a trip around the world on a passenger boat. I didn't make it, so I took the second boat that came along and I made it across the Pacific and back. I loved it. I would have went around the world gladly if I could have made it. The best thing was being out at sea, I guess, and seeing all the strange things. The sea has a lot to offer, lots of stuff you never ever saw before on land. I know the first time I was standing on it in the bow of the boat with a friend of mine, and all of a sudden here comes fish out of the water and they flew along in front of us. Now, I heard of flying fish before, but I never believed it until I seen it. Well, everywhere I went, they heard a lot about Yupiks, because I'm very proud to be a Yupik. My mother was a full-blooded Eskimo. So was my grandmother. My dad was from central Norway. Well, first thing that comes to my mind is friends that I lost. I had one nephew that I should have served with. He was a master sergeant in the army, and he was sent home on a C-46 airplane. The plane came down in the Mediterranean, so it's hard to talk about. He was my very best friend. Also, he was my nephew. We were putting her the same age, and I should have been in there doing my part too. I'm sorry I couldn't help him. Maybe I could have done something. Veterans Day? Well, for one thing, it's my sister's birthday. That's what I always remember. It's a very important day, and I honor the people that served in the service. I had lots of friends that are gone, some from our village, but I'm the only one left of all the boys that I grew up with. I think it's very important to hear their stories, because none of us really know how bad it was. It's just war is terrible. Any place, anybody's war is terrible. Any fight is terrible. We lost so many, so you guys could be free, and us too, me too. I'm proud to have short time that I served in as a merchant seaman. I don't talk about it that much unless something like this turns up where people, unless I'm having coffee and I got good friends and I can tell you stories all day, but I'm not used to being interviewed, and I very seldom accept to be interviewed because some of the memories hurt pretty bad. One of the hardest things I ever did was being an old man and being the only one left. All your friends are gone. I had lots and lots of friends, and world full of them, and it's hard to be alone sometimes.